Chala, Perek Beis, Mishnah Hei. Hamafrish chalosoi kemach, eino chala. If a person is mafrish chala on flour. So we know that the chiv of chala comes when you make it into dough. And this guy, what he did was he took off chala and he gave it to a kohen while it was just flour. He just took flour off and he gave chala to a kohen from flour. Eino chala v'gozel biyad kohen. So it's not chala and it doesn't belong to the kohen. It's gezel biyad kohen. And the Rav explains he has to return it to the owner because if the Kohen keeps it, the owner is going to think that, okay, I gave Chala off, so now everything that's left over, even if the owner has more than a kav and a quarter left over, he's going to say, well, I'm potter from Chala because I took Chala off the whole thing. So he's going to actually bake it and eat tevel, which is a problem. So the Kohen has to absolutely return it. Ha'isa atzmo chayeves b'chala. So the dough that you make, it sounds like, I mean, the Rambam clearly learns, he spells it out, that this is going on the remaining dough from the remaining flour that you, and the Rav is mashma that you took from this flour. Now this, that was remaining, your chayev and chala for. Don't think that what you gave was had any impact at all. You gave flour, and you're not chayev and chala on flour. So if you make dough on what's remaining, you're certainly chayev and chala, as long as it's a shear, obviously. Ve'akemach, and what you gave to the Kohen, Betaras Chala, which is the flour, Im Yesh Boi Kashir, if it has the 5-quarter calves, Chayeves Bechala. So if you make dough out of that, then you're certainly Chayev and Chala. Vasur Lazarim. However, no matter what, even if you do take off Chala from that part that you gave to the Kohen, in other words, you gave him something that didn't become Chala because it was flour. You then took that and you made dough into it after he returned it to you. And then after you made dough, you have to again be maf, because nothing really happened. So now you have to be mafresh chala. The Mishnah tells us that even if you're mafresh chala, what you have left over in your hands that normally you should be able to eat, asur lazarim, you're not allowed to eat it. And the Rav explains it's just the chumrah, because since it's different than all other chala. When I have chala and I give a part to the kohen, that which is remaining is fine, it's mine. But here, since you gave a bataris chala, it's going to be like a marasai, and people are going to think since it came to the kohen, then the whole thing is truma chala, and they're going to think that a non-kohen, you are eating chala, which you're not able to. So because of marasai, it's aser. Divrei Rabbi Yeshua. Amru lo, so they said to Rabbi Yeshua, maisa ukefasha zokin zar. There was a maisa, that there was a zokin zar that didn't believe this. He didn't hold of this. He held that if you give this flour to a kohen, and then he returns it to you, there was never a chiv in chala at all, and there's no gzera of maris ayin. And if you're mafrish chala, and you make it into dough, because that's really the only time that it's chayiv, you make it into dough, you give chala to the kohen, you can eat what's left over. So he went, and he actually ate it, this non-kohen, and it sounds like he was in Adam Gadol, the Mefarshim explain. Amar lehem, so Rabbi Yeshua said back to them, afu kilkila atzma v'tikin lacherim. Even he, it was not such a pasha thing that he did that, because he himself, like the Rav says, was punished. V'tikin la'acherim. And he fixed it for everybody else. What does it mean he fixed it for everybody else? It's an interesting lashon. It just means that since he's a chacham and he paskin this way, people were toiled in his psak, and they weren't punished as a result. And they were over on eating chala b'shoigeg. And it's interesting, the Mishnah uses a lashon of takon, he was misakin for them, that he was punished on their behalf, but they still were eating it b'shoigeg, but in a certain way, it's called a takana. Nevertheless, Rabbi Yeshua is saying that you can't bring me a raya from that, just by the fact that he did it, because obviously that wasn't the right thing to do, and he was punished as a result. And the Rambam says, the halacha is like Rabbi Yeshua.